T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We have Paul Cambria on the line talking about Jussie Smollett, the actor from the movie, or rather the TV show Empire. And Paul, there's this big controversy over this apparent assault that had happened against him, but we're starting to find out, and news slowly starts to come out, that this might have all been a hoax. Now, in your legal analysis, if it's found that it's something that he orchestrated on his own, does he face any kind of punishment in this?
Well, there are a whole host of statutes that deal with a hoax situation. You know, we see that with pipe bombs. Like locally, we have a hoax where a person called in apparently and said there are a number of pipe bombs, and it turned out that they weren't there. We have a lot of statutes, false statement statutes, imparting false information statutes, false police report statutes, and they can range in punishment anywhere from a year to 20 years, depending upon the severity of the hoax.
The reports in this case of the two suspects, police talked to them, and then they released them. They've already been released. They say they were paid off by Smollett. Have you ever seen a story unfold or unravel like this?
Yeah, I think we've seen some of these in the past where people fake kidnappings and so on. You know, lots of different things happen out there. It's kind of interesting these days we see false GoFundMes. And again, you know, it depends where you report this, where the information goes. When you get the police involved or the government involved, or you threaten some kind of public institution and it's a hoax, those penalties are very severe.
You know, Paul, in this case, I mean, Jussie Smollett, let's face, wasn't an A-list celebrity out in Hollywood. But he did do a couple of interviews, many interviews, actually, over the past 3 weeks, talking about this attack on him. Those interviews could come back to haunt him, right?
Well, they could if he made an official report somewhere. You know, just saying things on television, radio, whatever, isn't a crime unless you, of course, threatened a school or something like that. But if he made these statements and he just made them in the media, that wouldn't be a violation of the law. On the other hand, if he reported it to the police and got them involved and so on, now you're talking false statements which are actionable.
Paul, one of the stories involved in this is that Smollett isn't giving up his phone to the authorities. In your experience, having to deal with situations like these over the years, have you ever encountered anybody who's just didn't want to give up their phone to police for privacy reasons?
Well, that happens a lot, and especially if somebody has something to hide. Now, the police, on the other hand, can get a search warrant if they have probable cause and they can demonstrate that there's reason to believe there's something in that phone that would be incriminated. They could get a search warrant and take the phone. On the other hand, they can access information again with a search warrant from the carrier, because a number of things like text messages and so on are actually saved for a period of time by your carrier.
All right, interesting there. Now, last week we talked with you, I think it was Friday morning, the day that President Trump announced he was declaring a national emergency. There's been a new development, Paul, of 16 states now filing suit against the president for this emergency declaration, saying it's not needed. You kind of predicted this, didn't you?
Yeah, and I think the legal way is the only way that you can undo it, as opposed to the political way. Because Congress, by a joint resolution, could undo his declaration, but he then would have to sign that, and if he didn't sign it, it'd be just like a law bill, he'd veto it. then he'd have to be overridden by two-thirds majority. Well, that's not going to happen with a Republican Senate and so on. So the best approach is the courtroom approach and say that he has an alleged and actual national emergency, you know, et cetera. So the legal approach is the way to go.
What kind of timeline do you think we're looking at in terms of having it go to the lower courts and then possibly all the way up to the Supreme Court?
Right, right. Well, I think all the courts would expedite it. I mean, this is a very, very unique situation. So you may be talking months as opposed to years. It would normally take years to wind its way through the federal court system, but I would say we're looking at months.
Paul, we appreciate the insight as always. That's our legal expert, attorney Paul Cambria.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.